Hello, hello, hello. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Unfortunately, there's two people missing, but you'll find out who's missing just now. Do you want to introduce yourself?
What's up, people? The co-host, Deck of the Menace.
Yeah. It's just the two of us again. Yeah, we got Spyco's Delicious who ditched us with Lindy, the Lindinator. Yeah, they decided that today they're going to leave the country. So you can file a complaint or, you know, get a serial killer to take them out. Yeah. So, yeah, today we're going to be looking at an interesting topic. From my side, yeah, I actually think it's one of the things that most people think about, you know, when they actually choosing a partner. So today's topic is as follows. Is money important in a relationship? Now, myself, Anna, here from Deka, what he has to think about the topic itself. Yeah. But before we even get into the topic itself, you know how we do it, right, John? What's the topic? We give you the awesome, amazing gem. Whatever time zone it is to you, hello in that time zone. If it's good morning, yeah, you know how it is. But we're going to jump into a song by Limo Blaze, and the title of the track is SDF, Saved, Delivered, and Free.
Bust my brain, no. The kind of love we are no bitch, shall I hear you? Papa, no, I'm out of here for me, no.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy that, Deka the Menace is gonna give you who to blame. Who do we blame this time?
Creflo, the usual suspect.
Okay. You heard it right here. Yeah, so now let's dive into this topic itself. You know, is money important in a relationship? So what is your take on that?
My answer would be yes. Yes, it is.
Why?
I mean, you go around as people like the same question. They tell you that like they wouldn't go in a be in a relationship with someone who doesn't have money.
Mm.
Like, yeah, like when you ask, like especially women, they be like, if you don't have money.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's a big factor according to them. But
yeah,
I also believe in that. Like, if, I mean, if we both not, like, what you call, like, getting paid. Tell me when you're working and all that. Yeah, but, yeah. I don't have lots to say. I'm saying, yeah, it's a big factor.
Yeah. Okay, look, with myself, obviously, I've been in both situations. I hear what you're saying in terms of it's important. Mm. I've been with partners that money was, like, the main factor. Mm. You know, the relationship wasn't love, obviously, from your side. From my side, you know, as the guy, there's, like, I would say back then there was like a 50% love aspect of it, and then the other 50 was something else. But from the other end, it was a situation of what I want, you must buy it and make sure that I'm happy. So, yeah, for me, when I was in a relationship like that, yeah, nah. For me, it was like, you know, you're working hard and all those stuff for this person. And, you know, you're in school, obviously, you got work, you got, like, homework, you got studying to do, you got June exams, you know, you got all those different things, you know, that you have to worry about. And on top of that, you have this individual that is more focused on what they want, you know. So, like, this week they want that, following week they want that. And if you don't, you know, get it for them, it's like, you don't love me, you know, type of a situation. So the foundation of that relationship was cash. Now that was like a relationship that felt like it was suffocating in a way, you know, because it's like, what's the point of me being there, you know, where money is like the main thing, it's like the main priority.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, being in a relationship while you're in high school, it's kind of okay. It's
obviously better. It was towards my the end of my high school, but now it was that thing of now I wasn't really focused on, you know, making money and all those stuff.
Exactly.
But now
that's what I'm saying, like it's kind of okay because both parties aren't thinking about that money that much. Because okay, listen, you're in a relationship in high school. What else are you gonna get? Like, you buy your girlfriend a bunny chow or chocolate and all that, bruh. And it's just that kind of relationship. Now you're going towards like completing your studies in high school. Now you're attending your, what you call, universities, your college.
Mm.
Now there's something else.
Now look, so obviously with that relationship in particular, the individual was older than me. And this individual was already experiencing stuff that are, you know, like outside of school. So this individual, in terms of money wise, they were more focused on money. They were not focused on, you know, anything else. So that their condition was, I needed to make sure that if they want something, I get it for them. That's literally what the condition was in that relationship.
Wait, so were you dating someone who was older than you?
They were older than me, and they were in a higher grade than me, school-wise. So that's the individual that I was dating. And that relationship, when I think of it back then, like looking at everything the way it was actually based off money. And obviously, you know, back then, when you're not focused on money and all those stuff, it's like, you know, I gotta keep her happy and all those stuff. So, like, weekend, there I am, you know, instead of doing what I would normally do, you know, sit in front of a computer, not stress about anything, I'm thinking, how do I make my next, you know, bucks and all those things, like, yesterday. So that's literally the situation that I was in back then. But then I had another relationship when I was done with matric, you know, like outside high school, you know, now you go into the real world and all the stuff, which was the total opposite, where this individual wasn't even focused on money. They would fight with me if I wanna like spoil them. It's like, why are you spoiling me? Like, okay. Mm. Obviously my mindset was, you know, coming from the previous relationship, thinking this person obviously, you know, gotta spoil them type of situation. But now they responding back to say, nah, I don't want you to do that. no, I don't want you to spoil me and all those stuff, because I'm not here because of cash.
Yeah.
I'm here because I love you. Type of situation. You see?
Yeah, but the type of relationship is rare, my guy.
I know. It's not like there. Looking at now, yeah, it's actually hard, you know, to actually find people like that. Because, yeah, there's a lot of things happening in a lot of people's heads. Where, like, relationship-wise, it's mostly based off, yeah, you know, is this person stable and all the stuff. But now sitting down, you know, as an individual and thinking about the whole situation, you know, if you're going to be together with a person and, for example, you're planning to get married, looking at the financial status, you know, and all those stuff, does it from your side, does it really matter?
If you're gonna
be with a person and you're planning to marry them, like from your side, would the financial state, like from their side, how, like financially wise, whether they rich or poor, is that gonna matter to you?
I feel like it would have to matter, bro.
Mm.
I feel like it would have to matter because I feel like we both need to bring something to the table.
It's not only me. Okay.
Mm. You know, back in the day, like, men were against women, like,
working
mm. you know, going to work and all that. But I feel like it's better that way and not, like, being you. Like carrying all the weight.
Yeah.
Like, no. Because now everything is on you, if that's the case. Now you have to pay rent.
Mm.
You have to pay water bill, electricity, buy food.
Mm.
You know, if you... like, new clothes and everything. And,
yeah.
And just imagine if there's a kid coming to the mix, bro. Just extra baggage. So I feel like... If we both, like, you know, we work and mm. bring something to the table, like, that extra load, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah, no, from my side, yeah. I think, yeah, from my side, it wouldn't be a situation of, yeah, whether the person's rich or poor, that's what would matter. What would matter is, you know, like, debt-wise.
Yeah.
Like, how much debt is this person into? Because, I mean, if I'm going to be with you, that means whatever debt that you have, obviously it's going to affect me. Because, for example, if we get married, whatever debt that you have, also, you know, in a way, it's my debt as well. So whatever debt that I'm in, it's also gonna be hers in a way, you know. So yeah, stuff like that. That's what I would look at to actually see. Okay, what type of a person is this? You know, like that. Do they manage finances properly, or are they constantly in debt and all those things? You know, stuff like that would come into play. But besides that, I wouldn't say, like, yeah, whether they're rich or poor, that actually matters. Because when you look at relationships can work without cash. They actually can work, because what a relationship is actually built on is not cash. What a relationship is built on is trust and honesty. I mean, without trust and honesty, you got some people who are millionaires out there but lonely, and some of them, they lonely. If you go back into their history, they've been married more than 3, 4, 5 times. And why didn't they stay in that relationship? Because it wasn't based off trust and honesty. So yeah, for me, I feel like, yeah, the cash wouldn't really matter. It wouldn't be like the main, you know, focus and all that stuff.
Nowadays, Nash, man, it matters, bro.
It matters.
Like, I feel like that trust, love, and everything is just it's there, but it's rare.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? What's this thing? On YouTube, there's this guy, like, going around and see if those women on the streets are like.
Oh, okay, okay. No, I get what you're saying. Yeah, the gold digger, those videos where they actually.
Exactly. So if you're rich and all that, you come to one of those ladies and you're wearing something like you know those Gucci, old clothes and all that.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
Okay. Yeah.
They're not gonna like no.
Pay attention.
Mm. But if you get a crazy car while they're passing, but obviously they're gonna come running back because.
Yeah. No. Look, I've seen I have seen a couple of those videos, and yeah, how you, it's that thing of. Yeah, most of the times they like, yeah, first impression counts, you know. And yeah, if you come there in a Lamborghini, or that's like the first impression, like, okay, yeah, I want to speak to this person, obviously. But it's not the, that's not everyone's story, you know, that's not everyone's focus. I know, like, most of the times we look at everything and we'll say, yeah, most people are like that, you know. Yeah, most people, most females, as a guy, most females, yeah, are like that. That's how, you know, most of the guys would reason and actually say, yeah, most girls, you know, it's, are you rich or poor?
You see, nah.
But look, there was an interview that I was watching, and they interviewed a couple of females in terms of, like, the whole... The whole state of, does money matter, you know, when you're picking a partner? And you had your few who said yes, obviously. Yeah, money matters, the whole situation that you are mentioning, you know. Yeah. The whole gold digger situation and all the stuff. And then you had your other side where there were a couple that actually did say that money doesn't matter, you know, like, it's not about the money. It's not about the money, and it's all about the love. Like, does this person love me, you know? Because you can have all the money, and if the love is there, when the money disappears, the two individuals are going to stay in that relationship or that marriage or whatever the stage is. They're going to stay together because of love. But if the money is not there, next thing, this guy is now goes from being a millionaire to bankrupt. If it was based off the cash, when he becomes bankrupt, she's gone also.
Yeah, she's gone.
Or if he married her because of the cash, when she's bankrupt, he's gone. He's looking for someone else.
But you know, on that question, I kind of feel like there's like two sides to it. When I say it matters, when I say it matters, like, you know, like basic things. Like,
yeah,
going,
yeah.
What you call, buying
basic
things
needs,
at your,
yeah,
home,
yeah,
and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
And then the other side of, like, asking for chocolates, asking for new clothes and new shoes, and, you know, going crazy, bruh. Like,
Look, I think as a guy, obviously, for a female, one thing thereof, from my mentor, you know, one thing that I've learned from my mentor, because my mentor's married, you know, has kids and all the stuff. One thing I've learned from my mentor is, for a female, they want security. They want to feel secured. And they want that sense of security in terms of all aspects, you know, all areas, being, you know, financially wise. They want to know that they're secured, you know. Mm. They can get what they want and all the stuff. They actually want to feel safe. Mm. That's actually most of the times what they want. And, you know, with that, the addition is love. They want you to love them.
Yeah.
That's the number one, the number one need that most of them have. And if obviously those two things are not there, then there's a problem. And obviously as a guy, the number one thing that we want is respect. You know, be respected and all those stuff. You want her to respect you and all those things. You don't want her to disrespect you and, you know. Hence why we would want to be in a position where, financially wise, I mean, most guys, they actually want to earn more than, you know, the female. They want to be respected for being the provider, you know, of the house, being in a situation where anything that she wants, she gets. Mm. You know, that's literally the situation that most guys want to be in. And looking at our time, like the times that we're living in, like economic, you know, like the economy itself, let's take for example our country itself. There's like a lot of things, you know, rising. It looks like inflation is, you know, inflation can hit even today, tomorrow, whenever, just pa, and then the economy collapses and all those stuff. What then happens if, you know, if I'm an individual, let's take it, I'm an individual who is in a relationship or wants to be in a relationship, but you are not getting to a relationship that would be based off how financially stable you are in a country where inflation can hit anytime. So in other words, you can actually go bankrupt anytime. Mm-hmm. That's actually the times that we're in. Would that now come into the picture when you're picking a partner in terms of money? So if we all...
And if you're in a relationship with someone who loves money more than you than I, it's a good idea to let that kind of baggage go.
Hey.
Like, fine, you can go now.
Hey.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so from your side, would that still now be the case where it's the financial state that you'd look at and count? Obviously, we're in reality now. Like, this is literally the reality that we're living.
Like I'm saying, if in the times that we're living in now, and the economy that sucks, if it's someone like who loves money more than you, I mean, it would make sense, bro, to like let that person go, because eventually she'll leave.
Mm.
It's better if you're the one who's like, like making that kind of decision, not her.
Mm.
Like now disrespecting you. Hey, I'm leaving you because you're broke. I'm going to someone who has money, who drives a BM and VW and stuff.
Okay, interesting stuff right there. I got final words that I'd love to, you know, put on the table. Then I wanna hear from your side what you got that side. But yeah, let's jump into a track. Here's a track by Roberto Rosso, and the title of the track is Winning Side. Enjoy. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy that, I don't know who you're gonna blame. That's up to you. Unless Deka has someone to blame, he's probably gonna say Creflo. But we'll give Creflo. Yeah. I will give him a break for now. Yeah, I will give him a leeway. Yeah, but yeah, let's go back into the topic. I got a question. I don't know how a female would respond to this, but yeah, I think probably different females based on their character and background. Yeah, they'll have different responses. But from your view, can a man with no money make a woman happy?
No money, like as in broke.
No money. Okay, can a broke man make a woman happy?
Yes. I'd say I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Now pick one side, man.
I
want to
say
side.
Yes, but I feel like I'll be wrong.
No. This is obviously your point of view. Not once you give it, it's like the definite fact and it's the definite answer. That's not what we're saying right now. So it's your point of view. If there's someone out there who's not happy with what you said, that's their problem.
Okay, my answer is yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reason?
If you find someone who's as broke as you.
So, in other words, if the person is a broke man, needs to find a broke woman.
You can't be broke and then find someone who's richer than you, bruh. Who has more money than you, bruh. Disrespect comes in waves.
You think so?
One of these days, okay, it won't be immediate, but one of these days,
yeah,
you'll see.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, obviously from my side, yeah, I feel like a broke man can make a woman happy. Look, there's some couples that I know where the female in the house is basically making 3 or 4 times what the man makes in terms of cash wise. And if we actually had to take it from the other side of the table, where they actually look at it from their point of view, you can actually say that the man is in a situation where he's broke and the woman is the one that's bringing in the cash. And when I look at them, they actually like they one okay what you would consider as a successful couple, like they actually a successful married couple, even have kids on top of that and all those stuff. And obviously financial, like anything to do with finances, before it comes out, the man goes to the wife and then they speak, come with an agreement, and then they know, okay, this is how much is gonna come out, this is how much is gonna stay, this is how much we're gonna obviously save, invest, all those things. So there has to be an agreement between the two. But in terms of family wise, they actually like a happy, successful couple.
Yeah, I know of a couple who like that, like a woman works and then the husband doesn't. Like
he's
trying to find work, but he can't find any as of yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have kids. And she's the one who's the breadwinner. And they're happy.
Yeah. No, it also goes back.
Relationships like that are pretty rare.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I did say, like, in the beginning. Like, it's hard to find, for example, like, a female who money is not, like, the main priority. Mm. It's hard to find a female like that. At the same time, it's also hard to find relationships like that where... the female is the one that's bringing in the cash and the guy is not, and they basically happy and all those stuff. So I do agree, but also at the same time, don't forget that the money or the cash or the wealth can't buy a female's happiness. So you do get some people who are freaking millionaires and billionaires But when you look at the wife, they freaking unhappy. Like, they actually the most unhappy person in the world, you know. Yeah, based on where they stay. But yeah, what are your last words? Any last words?
I feel like I don't have any last words.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I don't have any.
You don't have any?
Nope.
Okay, yeah, nah, just from my side, yeah, obviously people have different preferences and all the stuff, yeah, I feel like money shouldn't be the main thing within a relationship, and yeah, as an individual, get to know yourself, and if you got things that you need to sort out within your character, yeah, you know, you sort out, you do you, yeah, unfortunately from my side, Fearless Eagle, yeah. I don't have much to say. I'm gonna love you and leave you. Anything from your side?
Nah.
Nothing.
Take a minute. Signing out.
Signing out. Okay. Here's the last track for you to enjoy. Yeah, yeah. By Godi Godi, titled More Prayer. Enjoy. Why the man is a good one and a bomb here? Fire. But I know it's our Jesus Christ as the Savior. And him are the only Messiah. Hey! No fire when the Rasta man a ball. No fire when the first day on the island. More fire, we are Allah, we are ball. And if you ball for fire, then I hit you gonna fall. No fire when the Rasta man a ball. No fire when the first day on the island. More fire, we are Allah, we are ball. And if you ball for fire, then I hit you gonna fall. So let me tell you something, no matter we did something. That Jesus Christ the Father, better him alone a run thing. Put away the gun thing, no matter we did hunting. Bunny thing, no matter take it with no fun thing. Chat step up, chen set up, up set up. Don't you know, some prayers much better. Chabonga naya, kula aya, to what fire. Better you go pray to the Messiah. The peace away we want to increase. Oh yes, we want the fire burn to take a rest. Check out, a time we put a bridle power we mouth. Cool a man, praising with the Bible in your hand. More fire when the Rasta man a ball. More fire when the Christian Jahalan. More fire we are Allah we are ball. And if you want the fire in a hit you gonna fall. More fire when the Rasta man a ball. More fire when the Christian Jahalan. More fire we are Allah we are ball. And if you bought the fire, watch me. God said it fear not. And him says swear not. Why you want the people them dread on no ear not. And him says judge not. And him says grudge not. Preach a road of God that he then have to love that. Well me not done chat. God me comfort. So bring your bag of doctrine. Come make we done that. Why you want that fast. Read every chapter. Every word that had the mouth of God. Where you pick your chance. So what? The fire with the Rasta man of all. More fire with the Christians of Holland. More fire we are Allah we are ball. And if you ball the fire again I hit you with a ball. More fire with the Rasta man a ball. More fire with the Christians of Holland. More fire we are Allah we are ball. And if you ball the fire again I hit you with a ball.